Hello, listeners. So, if you have been following my Twitter the past couple of days, you will know that I have been a little under the weather. Not only have I had a little touch of depression, but I also injured my back and have been pretty much laid up flat on my back for the past week. And some change. And in this time, the headphones that I use to record, the little piece that goes in the little hole in the bottom broke. And I thought I had the right little, and I hate this word, the right dongle to use for the plug. But I don't. And I refuse to use the iPhone microphone to read to you guys because, frankly, you deserve better. And so, I am either going to take it to the Verizon store and get them to fix it, which is probably the best idea, or I have a pair of needle-nose tweezers that I can grab the little piece, but I would rather not do that myself. So, I apologize for the length of time between readings. I got all ready to read. I was going to sit up in my mom's studio in her noisy-ass chair and read for you guys, and that failed. So, please, bear with me. You will get more words, and you will get more readings. And I'm working with a local pub here to try and get some bonus episodes going about other things that were banned, such as alcohol during Prohibition. And toys and anything that has been deemed harmful for Americans to either ingest, either through their mind, like books or food or anything. So I'll be talking to the owner of the Recovery Room here in Charleston. His name is Boston. He's amazing. About a segment called Booze, Books, and Broken Things. So, I hope to get this up soon. We'll go to Verizon, get it all set up, and I will get back to your reading. In the meantime, I might just get on the good old iPhone microphone so that you know that I haven't forgotten about you. And, alright, I love you guys. I love every single one of you who listens to me. So, I hope you have a good evening, a good morning, a good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. I hope your day was swell. Love you all.